Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out all the other things there you can do, including listening to the show three different ways, live replayed for the day, and then the archives. Thousands of those things there. But I'm excited about introducing you to a new friend. Jeffrey Walpov is our guest, and Jeff is the founder, president, and CEO of Distribution Solutions Incorporated in New Jersey, and he is a supply chain management expert. Now, that means he knows all about freight, he knows all about warehousing, he knows all about making sure that you maximize every penny that you have in your inventory, regardless of where it is, and he's our new friend. Jeff, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, and it was fun meeting your dad, Michael, who is a co-founder in your company, as I understand it. A couple of months ago, I met him in Houston at the Administaff Small Business Classic and had a little visit with him and found out a little bit more about what you guys did. And I knew I wanted to get you on the show to talk a little bit about what you do. And I want to talk about the industry that you're in and how you can help us in a minute. But before we do that, your business is also a family business, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the amazing thing to me is that after watching my dad play golf, that you could think that we could run a successful business. So, you know, the first thing to really keep
I recognize
that a golf game really has nothing to do with your business prowess.
Jeff, he saw my golf swing too, so we had a lot in common.
Yes, we are a family business. My father was in a similar business. He, in the early 70s and the 80s, he went to a company called Biederman Industries, and Biederman was the first billion-dollar wearing apparel conglomerate, you know, the predecessor to the Jones New Yorks, to mm-hmm. the Kelwoods, to the Liz Claibornes. And Biederman had Ralph Lauren and Yves Saint Laurent and Calvin Klein, and they had the major licenses of the day. And he convinced Mr. Biederman to open up a warehouse in a pig farm called Secaucus, New Jersey. And they started with 25,000 square feet of warehouse space. And when my dad retired from Biederman in 1986, they had 1 million square feet with $40 million of material handling equipment.
Wow.
And it was just a state-of-the-art distribution center. And that was my jungle gym and my playground as a kid. And, you know, I worked there in my summers and, you know, worked our way up. So I was doing inventory, supervising inventories, picking, packing, supervising that.
So you learned this business office. You learned this business through osmosis, basically, didn't you?
I don't think I'd be nearly as effective if I did not do everything in my business at one point. And I learned mm-hmm. this from the ground up as a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great story. But now, how is it working with your dad?
Family businesses are very interesting. For me, it's fantastic. We started this business in 1989. 1990 was the first year. And for me, what's fortunate is that he made no pretense. He said this was my business, and he was along to help me, to guide me, to be my friend, to be my advisor. And that was a great starting point for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took the business in 1990 from very humble beginnings. It was two trucks, three men, and it was just him and I. And we brought on a couple of other guys, and we grew the business. And we're a dinosaur. We're a relationship-driven business. And we grew the business to over $30 million in sales, over 1 million square feet, 100 trucks, over 500 employees. And it's been a terrific experience, not just to work with my dad, but also to get to know him as a person.
Well, I'm sure it has been, but I'm sure it has its challenges too, doesn't it?
I think any family business does. You know, we're very fortunate that we have different skill sets. But, yeah, it is very difficult to turn it on and turn it off when you're home. On vacations, you're constantly talking shop. And for us, it works. You know, our business and our lives are very intertwined. But for others, there certainly are challenges.
One more thing about the family business before we go on to the supply chain management. Jeff, what would be the one thing you would say has been the secret to your success with working with your dad?
Complete openness and very defined roles. You know, I think it's with anything, whether it's working with my dad or working with anybody that works in our organization, you really need to have that definition of what's expected and what everybody's relationships should be and are, and what the definitions of their different aspects of their roles should be.
Right. Well said. Jeff, let's move over and talk about supply chain management. You work, I know that you have a lot of large customers that you work with, but I'm sure you have some small customers too.
You know, it's very interesting because we're still considered a very small business. And we started our business with very small businesses, businesses that would do somewhere between $2 and $10 million in total revenue, mm-hmm. that may do somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 in revenue towards us.
What were some of the things that you can help us out with? Let's talk about some of the mistakes you've seen some of these people make that maybe my audience could avoid.
Well, you know, it's very difficult today to run an undercapitalized business.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the key things that I see for success and for failure, whether in my business or business that I do for other people, is to stay focused, is to stick to your knitting, is to not try to be all things to all people,
mm-hmm.
and to be very good specifically at what you do. You know, that's really the key to our business, is we serve a definite niche. You know, we are a third-party warehouse provider. We focus in the business of distribution and logistics. We do not do merchandising, we do not do production, and we do not do sales. But some of our customers, some of our most effective customers, if they can just focus on distribution, focus on production, merchandising, and sales,
mm-hmm.
and team with us.
And let you do the distribution.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the key. Well, what I have said, the rule that I have laid out on this show, Jeff, that I think is as simple as it can be, is this. Look around at any activity of your business and ask yourself this question. Must this be done in-house? And if the answer is no, it doesn't have to be done in-house, then find a partner who can do it.
That's our entire business model. We are focused on variable costing. Variable costing and adding value.
All right.
And that's the name of the game today.
Explain what you mean by variable costing.
Well, very much what you just said. You know, by outsourcing, there's fixed and there's variable costing.
Mm-hmm.
In our business today, we're set up strategically so that when times are good, people are going to come to us on an overflow basis.
Right.
When times are bad, people may get rid of some fixed costs and come to us as a consolidation
right.
basis. But either way, they are paying as they go. We charge per piece or per move or a percentage of invoice.
Right.
So if you have inventory, hopefully you have inventory because you have sales. If you have sales, hopefully you're making money and you're going to afford to pay for distribution. If all of a sudden you don't have the inventory and you don't have the need, you do not need to pay. So it's a variable expense based on your business.
Right. If you're doing it yourself, you have fixed cost.
Exactly.
If you let somebody like Michael, I mean like Mike and Jeff, or if you use other partners to do other things that you don't have to do, that's the variable cost part of it, and that's how you make sure that you keep as much capital as you can, and that you ride through the high spots in the economy and the low spots. Jeff's company is called Distribution Solutions Incorporated, DSI.com, right, Jeff?
It's actually DSI3PL.com.
DSI3PL.com, and we're going to be right back. We've got more to come with our new friend, Jeff Walpov. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Jeff Walpov, who's the founder, president, and CEO of Distribution Solutions Incorporated. And what that means, folks, is at one time he was also the janitor, right, Jeff?
I think I've done it all. Cook and chef and bottle washer.
Bottle washer, the whole thing. And give us that website again, please.
It's www.dsi3pl.com.
3P, DSI3PL, that's the numeral 3, by the way, 3PL.com. And what do we find when we get there?
You're going to find some general information on our firm, talking about our trucking services, talking about our logistics services, talking about our warehouse services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more along the lines of how to capitalize on variable costing today, how to take advantage of probably the last opportunity for margin in a manufacturing or a retail business.
What do you
managing
mean?
A supply chain.
What do you mean by that?
Well, obviously, the world is getting much smaller, and there are fewer and fewer countries to manufacture, and you really can't make it for any less, and you can't sell it for any more because retail mm-hmm. is more demanding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's managing the supply chain is really the last chance to get margin out of your business.
I heard a story, and I mentioned it to you yesterday when we were speaking. I heard a story not too long ago that the people who make refrigerators have already figured out all the ways to make the refrigerator as cheap as they can make a refrigerator. But what they and so they turned their when they came up with that, when they determined that they had done that, their next thing was to make sure that they managed. The only way they could make any money for the next year, any increase, was, besides increasing their sales, was to work on their supply chain management.
And that's very true. And a supply chain is much more than just loading it from a factory overseas, putting it into a container or putting it into an airplane, getting it here and getting it to the customer. It's really managing your inventory, having the right product in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Just-in-time inventory management practices may be the most important management practice to be developed in the last it's been developed in the last 25 years or so, but it may be the most important management practice in 100 years. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's having the right product, and it's also speed to market.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the specifics of the variable costing. What are some examples of how we can take advantage of variable costing?
Well, again, one of the things you said, which is very true, if you have your own facility and your own distribution infrastructure, there's an incredible amount of fixed costs.
Yes.
And other costs that you may not even know of. You know, there are costs like a building and utilities and racking, and then you have snow removal, and you certainly have your entire infrastructure.
And the payroll.
Absolutely. And then you have your time for managing that entire distribution process, your time that you're taking away from your core competency. In our business model, it's very simple, is we want to be your partner in distribution. We want to take all that. We want to be your senior vice president of distribution and allow you to focus on your core competency and help you grow your business. And that's what we do, because we manage every aspect of the supply chain through strategic relationships and partnerships where we can track and trace. And really, the key to this whole thing is a seamless flow of information, just constant information. And that's what our, you know,
and
you look
the customers may not even know that there is another entity involved.
When you're doing this well, they absolutely do not need to know, nor do they care to know.
Right.
You know, all they want to know is they get the right product at the right time, that it's packed effectively and efficiently, and it's good quality, and they get the information. We're turning into an information-based business.
But in the 21st century, even if they find out that somebody else is managing your supply chain, they don't mind, because they probably are doing it themselves.
There's not one retailer or manufacturer out there today, one of the majors, who is not utilizing some form of third-party logistics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would that look like for a small company? Let's say you've got a company, say it's got $1 million or a couple million dollars maybe in revenue. But they're moving products around. What would it look like? How would they take the first step?
Well, it's almost a necessity for a small business today. The first step is there are national third-party logistics providers, there are regional third-party logistics providers, and then there are certainly smaller, not even boutique-y, but smaller specific third-party logistics providers. Mm-hmm. And what we can do for you, we can come in and help you manage your supply chain at a variable cost, meaning a price per unit.
Mm-hmm.
So now that price, you don't have to pay anything if you don't have inventory.
Right.
But what that price could cover is it could cover your entire back office distribution services. So we can work with a broker, and we could bring your freight in, and we can do the trucking from the pier to the airport, and we could bring it into a facility. We could break it down by style, color, size, and you can come and see it and touch it and feel it, and you can come participate in the process of doing your quality control. We can then even do your entire data entry systems, mm-hmm. where we can enter your line list and generate your picking tickets and generate your invoices.
And you do what you do best, which is take care of customers and selling and deciding what the next products are going to be.
We are supporting our customers so they can go out and do their sales and do their merchandising, so they can be creative and be on the cutting edge of whatever their product is.
Mike, I've got a little bit less than a minute. How can we? Is there a website like a trade group website or somewhere where we can go and find out how to find somebody in our area that might be able to help us who does what you do?
You know, there's a lot of different logistics organizations, and I don't know any specifically.
If I'm in California, can I do business with you in New Jersey?
Absolutely.
Even though I don't have any New Jersey customers?
In LA.
Say again?
We're on our way to opening up a facility in LA as well.
Is that right? All right.
Yes.
Give us that website again.
It's www.dsi3pl.com.
If somebody contacted you in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and it wasn't right up your alley, would you help them find somebody?
It would be our pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for being here. Good job. Will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim, and thanks for having me on.
Well, we'll do it again real soon. Tell Mike hi, and have a good holiday.
Thanks. Same to you.
Jeff Walpove, ladies and gentlemen, the president, the founder, and the CEO of Distribution Solutions Incorporated in Secaucus, New Jersey. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Rosalind Glickman. Buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Rosalind Glickman is in the building.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.